Happy Maranatha Monday. Just wanted to come in here again to try to keep this consistent, but also to try and explain to more people what the difference between Hamas and the Israelis. Hamas, again, is a terrorist group like ISIS, which is formed by CIA. That's why you have all this funding going to it. And see, this is what I mean. Like, everything's coming out into light. People are realizing that they have been lied to. You cannot trust the government. Who can we trust? The only thing I know that you can trust is God's word. And that's the only thing you have to keep having faith in is God's word. There is a reason the world is falling apart right now, because it has to be put together again. And things are falling into place. Everything that's supposed to happen is happening. So this is, again, this is the Israeli government that people are supposed to have a problem with, not Jewish people. But the Jewish people just so happen to be God's chosen people. So this is what happened. My God is a Jewish God. So you have to understand that we have the same God. The Jewish people and us, we have the same God. They just don't understand that God sent his son, Jesus, already to die for us. Like, it's already happened. He already did it. And this is where the confusion lies. This is why we care so much about our Jewish brothers and sisters. This is why there are so many Christians that are Zionists, like Trump, like you say Trump is. And I don't know, I don't take a Zionist as a bad thing. Jesus put his name there. Israel is the bride. And the groom is coming to collect her. Israel will never be wiped off the map, because that land is protected, like, supernaturally. And that's what people don't understand. Okay, for one, Hamas is not the same, and they're not freedom fighters. They believe in dying for their religion. Like, they want to die. All people that are pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas should be 5150, because they're saying that they want to die for Hamas. They want to die. And when they put women and children in front of them as shields, those women and children usually are happy to die for them, because they believe when you die, you're going to go somewhere better than here. And I'm sure in their shoes, anywhere is better than here. Okay, the Israeli government tried to warn all the citizens to get out of the house, because they need to level up the whole first level of fields. They're mostly, all Hamas lives underground, so they need to do this by foot. So they need to level everything off. They told all civilians to go to the beach. So leave everything in your house, go to the beach, stay there until you know it's crystal clear. I know Amir Safati is there in Tel Aviv. Follow him. Also, you read Mosab Yosef's, I'm going to put his name here. His book is called Son of Hamas. He used to be, you know, I guess Muslim. Islam is not a religion. It's a cause. Read up on it. Anyone that's pro-Hamas is pro 9/11, therefore should be considered a domestic or terrorist and be sent back to wherever they are, but they definitely do not deserve to be an American. Everything is by choice. God will knock on your door, but it's up to you to open it. Jesus will knock on your door. He wants you to choose him. He's not going to force you or do anything to get you to do that. And yeah, you might go to jail for 10 days for his name, which says it in the Bible. And it's happened to me. It wasn't jail. And this is why more and more I realize that everything that I went through has only brought me closer to God, brought me closer to Jesus, because I read his word, and whenever I read his word, it pertains to what's going on in my life. And no other supernatural, no other book in the world can do that but the Bible. And the Bible is also a predictor of future events. And that's exactly what it's doing here. Isaiah 17 couldn't be being closer to being fulfilled. Eschatology is a real thing. And when you read the Bible, God speaks to you. You can speak to Jesus. You can have conversations with God, just like Neil Donald Walsh said. I think so many mental illnesses and so many people's illnesses, period, are satanic attack because of the way I've felt lately and the way that things have been just unfolding because of the people that I thought I trust and them turning out to be the not nice people, and just the way everything's panned out. The pattern could not be any more clear. It's like, who were the only people protesting for these Save Palestine, pro Hamas? It was all Democrats for one. Like I was saying, that they're Nazis for the longest time. They're hidden Nazis, and I'm not saying right wing people aren't racist, because they are too. Everyone is racist. But these are like real Nazis. Like they want death to all Jews. They want death to all Jewish people. You have first of all, I need people to realize that there's a fake Jewish people thing. There's like fake Jews. A lot of the Native Americans that are here were probably used to be Jews. Like a lot of them escaped to other countries when the Roman Catholic Church was killing the Jews. If you just came out and said you were Jewish, you'd be killed. In Spain, this happened to my family. And I'm only here in the Americas because of one man that fled the Spanish Inquisition in the late 1400s. And this was before the United States was even made. So I probably would have been considered like a Native American or an Indian, a mestizo Mexican. But everything just makes so much sense. And those were called crypto Jews. If you look it up, it's all there. But they don't like you talking about that on Instagram because, like I said, they're trying to erase the Jewish people completely. They do not want them to exist because of the history, because of what they prove, because they're Jesus' people, they're the chosen ones. God is trying to save his last sheep. It couldn't be more evident than it is now. So everybody needs to go open their books. I mean, the time has never been closer. Everyone was looking up the other day for the eclipse. Just keep on looking up, because that's how close I feel it is. There's whatever that God said was going to happen is going to happen so soon because of how everything biblical is happening. I was reading, they're trying to cause a 7-year tribulation by rushing all this stuff. God governs through man. The only reason why us Christians don't care is because we know we have eternity. Our souls never die. Our souls never die. But Satan, he is on a time limit. He does only have a certain amount of time left. He does not have eternity. And he knows this. That's why everybody gets anxiety, because they feel so rushed. That's demonic. We don't have time. It does not exist. In this world it does, but with God it does not exist. So we need to like get out of that time frame of mind. Realize that this time that we have right now is just a splinter. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you believe that God sent his only son to atone for our sins, then that's all that matters. And if God is just going to look at your heart, so it doesn't matter if you're married, you could still be committing adultery and not be saved. It's in your heart. Did you really think of yourself as married? Are you lying to yourself? So it's like, it doesn't matter what anyone thinks of you. There's only one judge that truly matters. People are going to lie. People are going to slander your name. It's biblical. All that is in the Bible. It is biblical. So again, read my friend's book. I say a friend because he's a brother in Christ, and we should all help one another get some education, because I really don't see how so many people could be siding with terrorists. They took in 27 Americans. It's like ISIS coming to Coachella and just in paragliders and killing everybody at Coachella. That's what it was. That's what they did at that music festival. And if people can be saying that they're freedom fighters for that, I think they should be considered a domestic terrorist. There's no way any that should be, they should be thought of in any other way. My last.